The following program is brought to you by Heritage Ministries with the prayer that you may realize our American system in its original form was birthed by God, and that you may know that God personally and accept the responsibility He's given you to preserve that system. When rulers try to rule without the fear of God, they miss the very foundation of success. The worldview that denies the existence of God as well as His right to rule us and our institutions can end only in confusion and death to liberty. That's why in recent programs we've been sharing the biblical foundations for ourselves and our nation from the book, Why God Birthed America. We continue with the story of Jesus' resurrection. What Mary didn't see in that garden was the host of others who were there. The many believers from the past who were standing around Jesus waiting for the most triumphant entry ever staged. They were the spirits of just men made perfect, as Hebrews says. Abel, Noah, Moses, David, Daniel, and many, many others. They did not yet have their new bodies like the one Jesus had, but they knew His was the certain promise that theirs would one day come. He was leading them from paradise, the place where they had been at rest ever since their death, into heaven. The Father in heaven had ever wanted them with Him, but something had to happen first. Since all the spirit realm operates on legal principles, there was a legality that must be taken care of before they could enter the presence of the Almighty God. As they reached the gate of heaven, they found it opening to them. Light more brilliant than the mind can conceive shines from the other end of this main street of heaven. The angels bow and worship, announcing the return of the Son of God. Jesus strides toward the end of that street. He walks right up to the throne of the Almighty, Creator God, His Father. And then, the most sublime act in all of history is done by Jesus. He simply stretches His hands toward the Father, palms up, presenting the blood of His fresh wounds. The Father takes those hands into His own. With tenderness He holds them, gazing at them with all-knowing eyes. All heaven is absolutely still. There is no movement, no sound anywhere. All eyes are on the hands of Jesus, held by the Father's own hands. Eternity seems to hang in the balance. The destiny of every human being is about to be revealed. Then, in a resounding voice that shakes the very foundations of heaven, earth, and hell, the Father states, "It's enough. It's enough, Son. One sacrifice for sin for all time. The debt is paid in full." The Father now looks toward the faithful believers waiting at the gate. "Let them come," He shouts. His eyes then return to Jesus. Respect as only God can give was seen in the Father's eyes as He looked on Jesus in that moment. Exaltation resounded in the Father's voice as He said to Jesus, "Come, sit here at my right hand while I make your enemies your footstool." Jesus is seated on the Father's right hand while all the while waiting believers rush to the throne. A thunderous shout of praise echoes over the hills of heaven. It reverberates throughout heaven and hell. Earth was brightened in that moment with the hope that man could be restored to all that God had originally intended him to be. All is now right. Mankind is redeemed, bought with Jesus' own blood. The debt of one perfect life which man owed to God is now paid. Jesus' perfect life was offered up to God as a sacrifice that the debt might be removed. There is now no barrier between man and God. The stage is now set. Only one thing remains for God to be able to live His life through us, and we'll see that next week. Is God living His life through you? Think about it. Because if you don't, someone else will do your thinking for you and for your children, and you won't like what that brings to you. This program has been brought to you by Heritage Ministries. You can order the book Why God Birthed America at heritageministriesky.com.